Irma has been downgraded to a tropical storm as it heads north, but all of Florida has been affected, especially coastal communities on both coasts. And there is still danger of a life-threatening storm surge flooding along parts of the Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina coasts. I spoke with Fort Lauderdale Mayor Jack Seiler this morning, shortly after that city's curfew was lifted, and I asked him what the condition of Fort Lauderdale is today.
A lot of downed power lines. First and foremost on that, we're telling people, you know, don't go near them, stay away from them, let the experts handle those. A lot of downed trees. We went out last night. We were just trying to do an assessment, and we found over 100 trees that were blocking portions of streets, roads, and highways in Fort Lauderdale. So, and probably those downed trees cause a lot of the downed power lines because they fall and bring the power line down with them. And then we have probably less than half of our traffic lights functioning. A lot of the street signs are down. And then we were out on the beach here last night and again this morning. A lot of sand came over the wall, and there were three cars stranded last night in the sand on Fort Lauderdale Beach, which can tell you how high the sand is.
Hmm. And how do you start to deal with all of that? Do you have the crews ready to go out and get the trees off the roads and put the power lines back up and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. You know, we've been very fortunate that we had plenty of notice with this storm, and so we spent, you know, 3, 4, 5 days getting ready for the storm. But in that same process, we got ready for the post-storm activities, got ready for how do we deal with the recovery, how do we deal with the cleanup. And so this morning at 5 a.m., we started. We started with the cleanup of A1A, the cleanup of, you know, downtown areas. The biggest problem we have is that, you know, right now the curfew is being lifted at 10 o'clock, and that creates a little bit of an urgency because not that we don't want our neighbors and residents and everybody to get back to normalcy and get back to their homes, and those that evacuated get back and those that stayed home get out. And they might think, well, if the curfew is lifted, it's okay for me to travel around the city. And it's not. We're asking people, unless you have to go somewhere, hang around your house, clean up your yard, you know, clean up your street and your neighborhood. And there's plenty to clean up, trust me. We're in that mode. We're ready. I could not be more proud of the city team. All of our city employees, 2,500 strong, have just been remarkable throughout this whole event.
What percentage of your citizens would you say are back in Fort Lauderdale at this point?
You know, most of the eastern portion of Fort Lauderdale, the barrier island, most of that area was evacuated. Most of the people in the central and the western portion just kind of, to use the term, hunkered down, rode the storm out, you know, fixed up their houses and made sure they were solidified and fortified. And so I would say we probably have 3/4 of the population here in town, but I think there's a vast number of evacuees from the east side that have not yet returned, and that'll start around 10 a.m. this morning.
And are you worried about looting at this point?
That was a very big concern, and we actually have already made over, I think we're up to 11 or 12 arrests for looting, and we're going to continue to arrest for looting. There's nothing that bothers me more than people that take advantage of those that have been disadvantaged, and we've made it very clear that despite the item looted may be a minor item, we're not going to tolerate any looting because it's you know, as an orderly society, we've got to be able to deal with these national catastrophes, these weather issues, in an orderly fashion, and that means everybody. Again, going back to the police department, with the other city employees, they've been fantastic. Fire department last night cleared dozens and dozens of calls after the storm came through. Those guys in our fire department were working through the night. And then our police department, same thing, working through the night. Long hours, long shifts, but not a single word of complaint.
Mayor Seiler, here we are just, you know, the day after, and you're still assessing the damage. But is there anything at this point that you look back and say, I wish that we had done this, or I wish that we had something in place that would have made our lives easier at this point?
No, I'll tell you, my only real concern right now in terms of what we did is the post-storm curfew, because, you know, we've got cars going out on the road and traffic lights aren't working, trees are still creating hazards and obstructions. Power lines are still down. Water is still out. I know people are anxious to get back, but the minute people hear the curfew is lifted, it's like a mad rush. You know, it's like the gold rush again. And people want to get back. They want to see their properties. They're anxious. They want to see their family and friends. And having the curfew at 10 a.m. rather than a little later really only gave our crews from sunrise this morning until 10 a.m. to do as much as possible to open up the roads. It still doesn't allow us to, you know, open up all the individual streets in various neighborhoods. You're just going to create a traffic jam with people going down a street and realizing, oh, I can't go further. So
right.
Not having the benefit of the daylight hours to do our work and to have our crews do their work puts us in a time crunch and puts our citizens at risk. And that's my biggest concern is I don't want to see any of our neighbors at risk, especially since, you know, we all got through this storm together. And from a health standpoint, we're in good shape.
That's Jack Seiler, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Mayor, good luck with the cleanup, and thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you, and have a good day. And to all those first responders out there on 9/11, thank you for your sacrifice and your service.